We're excited that Mercer County is the second county in the state of Illinois to pass the ordinance. Saline County, Illinois did this many years ago and has had no issues, and they've seen great impacts to their community. And so I think the main question that folks have is in regard to the route. And all I can share now is that it's a work in progress. And I know that people are confused and people are eager, and there's just kind of a lot of, you know, waiting happening. We're still putting it all together, and we're still working with the local townships. I've attended dozens of township meetings. We've had some great results. And really, we just want to give a couple other communities the time and the chance to be a part of this. And so that once we've been able to do that, which will be very soon, we'll be able to get a route published and we'll be able to share the map. And I think that's going to help a lot of folks feel better about what's to come for their community. As of right now, the ordinance states that the route can include county roads and then township roads as needed to connect the entire county, and should the community want them. And I just wanted to finish by saying that we're just so excited to gear up for the first season this May. We've started signing the roads so that we're prepared to offer a safe route once we're open. As I'm sure you know, it's hard to get the entire county signed in one weekend. And we just want to make sure our riders are safe. We're really excited about the overwhelming response in support of these efforts. And I think once people realize what the goal is, they'll get excited as well. And that goal is really just to bring some revenue for the county, for our home, that we all see is really struggling with losing businesses and population. And I'd also like to, you know, take this opportunity to offer a final update that the side-by-sides are not yet legal without a sticker per the ordinance. The stickers will be for sale and the official map will be available for the public once we've had a chance to finalize those last few communities, which will happen this spring. That's our goal. And in the meantime, we're doing what we can to get ready for an exciting time for Mercer County.